Welcome to Fear the Boot. My name is Dan.
This is Wayne.
My name's Chad.
And I'm Laura.
So, in an important step for DJ Allen, who found this profoundly important.
Who is DJ Allen?
He's a booter who I have friended on Facebook, and he sent me a note saying that instead of 2020, I should say 2020. I got to thinking about this, the grammatical inconsistency of it, because like thinking back through the 19th century, or the 20th century rather, but the 1900s, it's like, you know, I never said something like 1989. But conversely, if you go back to the start of the century, like 1906, in 2000, I never said 2006.
Right.
It does really seem like at 2021, it should be 2021. But at 2020, 2020, and 2020 feel about equally right to me. And I think 2020 is tainted by Barbara Walters. And
I like Barbara Walters.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Barbara Walters. I'm just saying, for me to say...
The association.
Yeah.
I get you.
2020 is already claimed.
Yeah. You know, for me to say something like, oh, it's May 5th, 2020, and you're listening to Fear the Boot, it just feels wrong to me. Whereas 2021 feels correct. And so, out of curiosity, I went back and listened to prior shows. Like, what did I say in any prior year? And in every year this show has run, I said 2000-something. So it's 2006 when we started, 2019 as of last year. And so when I was doing the first cut of our last episode, I said 2020. But then he got me all self-conscious. Like, he might as well have called me fat. I got all self-conscious because I said 2020. And he's like, well, that's incorrect. And I'm like, I don't know. Is it?
Technically.
And so
incorrect.
I recut the episode. So the first run of the episode says 2020. So this is how you know you have the upside down airplane stamp version of Fear the Boot. If you have a version of, I think it's, 335 or something, or 535 or whatever, that says 2020, you have the first cut. After that, I edited it to say 2020, because now I got all self-conscious. I don't know anymore. And
I think the 2000 sounds better, and I'm with you that 2020, when I hear it, I think the TV show.
Yeah, I'm Barbara Walters, and this is 2020.
Or The Vision.
Yeah, or Vision. But
that's where the new show gets its name from.
Right. Well, and I got to thinking even about the prior century, because that was the first parallel
it
he
is?
Drew.
Yeah, because it's 2020.
It's called
Vision
WandaVision.
Because it's news. Yeah. They have a clear vision of news. That's 2020. Yeah. It wasn't the year 2020 back in 1986.
Oh, well, I feel real stupid that I have never put that together before.
Well, and isn't the upcoming Marvel show with Vision and Wanda called WandaVision?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's about, I don't know. But the point being, though, I got thinking back to the 20th century, the 1900s. That's like, yeah, you say 1906, but nobody said 2006. They all said 2006. And so as of 1920, yeah, you called it 1920.
Or the 20s.
Or the 20s, yeah, the roaring 20s.
Did they call it the roaring 20s in the 20s?
I don't know.
Is that what they called it in the 30s?
I know they called it the Spanish flu when the flu came over. But I don't know. I don't know.
It also goes back to the whole conversation about what is a decade and is this the new decade or not?
Yeah.
And the answer is, it's all pedantic.
It is pedantic.
It doesn't really matter.
And as Brodor's older brother, who I think on the forums is Brodor the Elder, but as Brodor's older brother, Robert Brodor, or Bob Brodor, put it, anyone who knows the meaning of word pedantic is a pedant, and he's completely right, because I know the meaning of pedantic, and I am pedantic. But, yeah, I'm of the opinion that 2020 is not the start of a new decade, that the decade begins at 2021. Whether you use AD or CE, there is no zero. It starts at 1, which means the first 10 years ends at 10 AD or 10 CE. And so, in my opinion, 2020 is the end of a decade, not the start.
Yep, and I'm in the other camp of decades are done based on the period you're looking at. They're not based on from year zero that didn't exist on. You look at the 90s are the 90s, 1990 to 1999.
Okay, see, and
80s are 80.
I could maybe accept 89. That, except here's my problem. If you look at the traits that you think describe a decade, the 1980s lasted more than a decade. The 1980s, in my opinion, like if you look at the first movie Alien, okay, it's not Aliens, Alien.
That was
79. Yeah. But if you watch it and you look at the technology and you look at the visuals, it's wholly 1980s. It does not look 70s. Hmm. It looks very 1980s. And I really do believe that the 1980s ran from the late 70s through the early 90s. And I believe that the 90s was less than a decade. If you want to talk about it culturally. But for anyone who disagrees,
I look at it both culturally and looking at it from the standpoint of the 80s is a year that has an 8 in it.
That's kind of where I'm at.
The 90s are years that have the 9s in them. And because it's not based on the year zero, it is arbitrary.
Yeah.
Unlike the years are not arbitrary. The century is not arbitrary. A decade is any 10 years.
And in logic, they call that special pleading. The fact
or correct?
No. They don't call it correct. They call it special pleading.
Oh, okay.
And so all I got to say is if you disagree with me, you're wrong. You can fight me. Just remember, Missouri is a constitutional carry state. So if you want to come with Fear the Boot or Fear the Con and settle this, fair warning. But
but you also don't like pineapple on pizza, so.
That's right.
That's just a sign I'm a human being. That's, thank you.
Yeah. Yep.
I freaking asked the co-creator of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and he told me that even the freaking Ninja Turtles who literally eat garbage on a pizza would not eat pineapple on a pizza. So Kevin Eastman has ruled. Who I think is as close as an authority as you can get to who is the authority on pizza. I asked two gentlemen. One is an Italian painter from Rome, which is what all the Ninja Turtles are named after. And the other, yes, I know they're not all from Rome, but they're all Italian.
And he paints porn, not classical painting.
Pin up, not true porn.
Right.
Even
Under the Supreme Court definition, what he paints is not pornographic.
Yeah, nothing is, yet everything is under the Supreme Court
definition. No.
I'll know it when I see it.
Sexual ruling? No. The rule is sexual arousal. Mm-hmm. If you do not paint...
By an old white man.
Yeah, if you do not paint... Either intercourse or direction, then you have not painted technically pornography.
I'll also point out back to the original argument.
If you paint boobs, you've painted pinup, not pornography.
Back to the original argument, Gordon Ramsay also says that pineapple does not belong on pizza, and he's a chef. So
well, I don't care about Gordon Ramsay, but I'm saying an actual Italian artist for whom the Ninja Turtles are named, and Kevin Eastman, the co-creator of Ninja Turtles, have both said pineapple does not belong on a pizza.
If I accepted that the Ninja Turtles have any value over whether pineapple is acceptable or not, I still don't accept your answer that they don't, because you only got half of the creators.
You want me to track down Peter Laird now?
I do. Yeah. If you can get him to agree with you as
well. So if I get Peter Laird on record, whether it's email, text, whatever, saying pineapple does not go on a pizza, you will concede it does not belong on a pizza.
I will concede.
Okay.
I will still eat it on pizza.
All right. Mission accepted.
Like yeah.
Mission
and
accepted.
You can still be wrong.
There has been the static noise and the name has appeared on my screen and now appeared in my to-do list. I've been playing Fallout, if you can't tell. So I've heard the static. I've seen the name slowly fade in on the screen. I will track down Peter Laird and I will see what he has to say. And I will rule from on high the truth.
I've given Dan a mission now. Now he has something to do for the next few weeks.
So
10 minutes.
Laura.
Yes.
Or Lura.
No. Chad needs to spell my name properly. It's fine.
I type fast.
You type lazy. You type lazy. I'm going to start typing your name
because there's no way that autocorrect would get you Lura.
No.
Yeah. Lara, L-A-R-A, maybe.
And it would still be wrong.
You know, it's hard to type her name when I have a pineapple pizza in one hand.
Yeah.
I mean,
if it were once, maybe twice, but it's every time.
It's every time.
You're inconsistent. You are.
You're consistently wrong.
Prior to that,
at least I'm something.
And before, because this
I think you should start typing his name as Chud.
Go for it.
Because this podcast has been around since the 1980s, by my reckoning. You used to type character sheet, charter sheet, which was...
That's because, so I have a learning disability in spelling.
Yes.
Right? I can read at a very high level. I can write an entire paper and 20, 30, 40%, depending on the day, of the words will be wrong. It could be long, complex words. It could be short words. Like I could misspell the, right? And I can... write it all out, and then I can read it, and I can point out every single misspelled word.
But charter is not caught by spell check.
Correct, because it's an actual word.
Because it's a real word.
You know what other words that I type incorrectly is I type piratical a lot because piratical is a word, and I'm trying to spell practical.
Ah, so can't you call her Luna? Because Laura is not spell checkable.
That is also still not my name.
But Luna, so, you know, and I got Laura, to pick my L-A-R-A. Name.
I got to pick my name, so
it's
kind of a big deal.
Well, okay, wait a minute. You're ex-Mormon, not ex-Catholic, so it's not a confirmation.
I was
name.
Adopted.
Oh, you were adopted.
And
that's
so
right.
So when I was adopted, I got to choose
that's
a new
right.
name. And damn it, Chad, I picked my name.
So your mm-hmm. new parents, your adoptive parents, actually let you pick your name. Like, what do you want to be? And you're like, Laura?
Well,
or Laura?
So what happened was...
I'm getting a time machine. I'm going back in time. I'm going to convince him to do Laura. No. And then I'm going to misspell it as Laura.
As Laura.
I yeah. hate
I
you.
Love it. I love
so
it.
So what actually what happened was, like, my parents talked with me and, like, told me, essentially, I get to pick a new name. What did I want to be called? What did I want to go by? And my first pick was Cinderella. And
they're good parents,
thankfully,
so they
my mother
no.
is
yeah.
yeah
and
put
Cindy's
the kibosh
kind
on
of
that
a stripper name. So.
Yeah, and so that was kind of put down there. And so my mom essentially just started kind of like popping names out, and I'm like, oh, I like the sound of that. Hmm. So,
huh?
I went with it. I kept
so
my original name.
I'm not
going
to ask you to give it, but just out of curiosity, do you know your birth name?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you do. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm not going to ask you to give it. I was just curious if you knew what it was.
Doesn't matter. My birth name was Amber.
Amber.
My middle name was...
Actually, Amber kind of fits you. You look
I don't
like
think
an,
so.
You seem like an Amber. You really do.
I disagree. But my middle name was Nicole, and I actually my...
I don't see Nicole.
Biological
it's
dad...
It's funny because there is somebody that
me,
you remind me
Nikki.
Of who's named Amber.
She's stolen it. I buy it.
No.
You're more of an Amber than Laura.
The only Amber I've ever known is a cat.
Really?
That's funny.
Dude, no, I know that's not true because there was a chick we went to high school with who was like Photoshop hot, like this chick should not really exist. And I know you at least knew her at the time.
You knew everybody in high
because
school.
Because Amber was actually at your house people. At one point.
Yeah.
And yeah, she was like, I mean, like this human being should not exist hot.
You're such a Chad.
And
I am a Chad. I'm 6 foot tall. I've got a big chin.
I know.
I'm confident.
You can just be kind of women. A dick sometimes.
I could be a dick.
We just have to
get like work out.
You like hanging around?
I do like hanging around.
We just have to get you a gun
Never
and you have
that.
To throw the middle finger more often. Mm-hmm. And you can be a total Chad.
The internet was so confusing for me for a little while with the whole
well,
Chad
yeah,
because I didn't know about the Chad meme
there
thing.
Was a terrible, terrible episode of like, Law and
oh,
Order.
This, I saw this Chad at the restaurant and he was a dick. I hate Chads. What?
Chads and Stacys. There was this terrible episode of SVU, which I realize doesn't narrow it down, but there was an episode of Law and Order Special Victims Unit that was about incels, quote unquote, and they spent the like half the episode trying to track down someone named Chad and someone named Stacy. And then about like at the 45 minute mark, figured out to check Urban Dictionary and realize that Chad and Stacy are titles and
not types. They're not.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like so many episodes of SVU. It was awful.
I mean, it's
Ice-T,
like
what has happened
Karen.
To you? Mm-hmm. You used to be a great rapper, and then you did this. And
I just realized that Karen was a meme like yesterday.
What?
Really?
Like, I see all those memes that
say
Karen, and I had no idea why they were using the name Karen.
That's why.
The whole joke.
That's the whole joke. That's why in the game last Saturday, that's why Chad picked did the Karen name tag on the.
I had no idea.
Our group rotates around a coffee shop called OK Boomer.
Yeah.
In our game. And. Lord.
I even mentioned this in the AP. I talked about someone walking at Karen's speed.
Yeah. And Laura plays a barista, and Wayne had a really, really nasty, I think it was a guy.
Yep.
Too.
It was.
And
yeah.
being rude to my friend.
Yes.
And so I jumped
and I put on my customer service
you did.
Voice.
And I
complete
went
with the fake smile.
I went behind the counter, shuffled through the box of like name tags and junk, and I found one named with Karen on it,
yeah.
and I pinned it to him.
John and I...
And I called him Karen.
Johnny G and I, we worked out a syllogism where we have determined that all Karens are Kathys, but not all Kathys are Karens.
I don't know what a Kathy is.
So there's an absolute stereotype of a Kathy. If you've worked in a corporate environment long enough, especially mid-sized corporations, you know what a Kathy is.
Mm.
Because Kathys are kind of these boisterous, middle-aged women...
Like, I've worked with a Kathy.
But not necessarily bitchy. That's where you get the Karens.
Right.
It's not a negative stereotype. Right, just right. An archetype.
Kathys have strong personalities. They're very loud, but they're not necessarily bitchy like Karens are. Mm. So all Karens are Kathys, but not all Kathys are Karens.
I know a Felicia who hates the Bye Felicia meme.
Bye Felicia.
Oh, well, that just means you need to hammer it. That's all that means. I mean, she doesn't have agency.
I guess there actually is a downside to memes.
So speaking of agency, Laura, you inform us at dinner you're not supposed to be on this show.
I am apparently not.
So I want to hear the story so I can judge it all over again.
You can judge it again, but on the mics.
Yes. I need to judge it on public record.
I like it. So I was at work today, and at my job, the company caters lunch every Wednesday. So essentially, the message goes out that lunch is here. Everybody rushes upstairs to the kitchen. You wait in a long line, but the food's good. So I was talking with a friend of mine at work, and we were talking about...
Speaking of which, hold that thought.
No.
Yes, because I'm a man, so...
Oh.
But I got this email at work out of nowhere saying heavy smoke is outside. And I'm like, so what am I supposed to do? Does this mean I'm supposed to evacuate or stay indoors?
Stay indoors.
And it took about 30 minutes before somebody told me heavy smoke is a food truck. Continue.
I didn't know that. So I'm talking with one of my friends about what I'm doing tonight. And I mentioned that I was going to be recording an episode tonight. And there was like some back and forth. Oh, you know, an episode of what? And I mentioned the podcast. And what podcast is it? What's the podcast about? And so I started talking about, you know, tabletop role playing and a little bit more. And someone in the line by us went, "What? You can't do that. You're a girl."
Wow.
And
go on, let it all
Chad
out.
Chad and Wayne have now seen my fake customer service face and have heard the voice. Yep. And that face went on, and I went, "I'm sorry, what did you just say?" "Well, you're a girl. Girls don't play role-playing. Girls don't blah, 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 blah." And I'm like,
Yeah, did you say you, like, yes, we create tapestries on looms while the men crusade?
I should be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen at home. I do make pie, but probably barefoot, but definitely not pregnant.
I'm surprised you didn't start with the correction of, you know, maybe girls don't, but I'm a woman.
I am a woman.
Yeah, that's a good one.
See, all right.
So there was a whole conversation about the fact that, like, essentially this person who shall remain nameless was being a dick. And basically claiming
that... We'll call him Richard.
Was basically claiming that I'm one of the, you know, quote-unquote fake gamer girls. Mm. And that I'm just on the podcast as a pair of tits. And I'm like...
How does that work on a podcast?
I did the CR.
Literally nobody can see my boobs except the people who are here. And so, they are covered under my shirt.
So let me tell some stories.
Minus some cleavage.
I'm going to start with this. I intentionally every so often say really wackadoodle stuff. Because I find it funny to get a rise out of people. Like, I just love watching the reactions I can get from people for saying outlandish crap. It's not serious, even vaguely. If you are of the opinion that there's no such thing as a girl gamer, I don't know what to tell you except, and I shall apologize for giving you something to bleep, but grow the f*** up. I mean, even Gen Con, which is probably the closest thing we have to a barometer of this hobby, is approaching 50-50 parity. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what to tell you other than if you were 15 and this was 1988 and you were shocked there was a girl in the hobby, I'd understand.
But it would be shocking that there was a woman in the hobby. Statistically and demographically, at the time it was.
But if you are an adult in current year,
2020.
And 2020 or 2020, depending on how you feel about DJ's take on things. I don't know what to tell you if it shocks you that there are women and girls. And when I say girls, I'm talking girls, like
my nine-year-old plays D&D now.
Mm-hmm. Love role-playing games and board games and whatever. And this is a shock to you. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, and it's not just... At least for me anyway, like I am an intelligent woman. I have a career. I am good at my job. I am not an idiot, and I'm not just, you know, a pair of tits behind. Can I say tits on the podcast?
Yeah, you say okay. Tits. Tits for some reason is not profanity. I don't know why, but
just
it isn't.
Checking, try not to make more stuff to be
bleeped out. The doubling down on you with that.
And
the
doubling, whole, I know, I was thinking
doubling the whole down fake, on tits. Yeah,
the whole
yeah.
fake gamer girl accusation. Yeah. That actually, I find that scary.
Have you seen that
like that person?
It makes me angry because I, even though I am, like, I am a new gamer. You know what? It's fine. I've only been playing for a couple of years. There's a lot that I don't know. But that doesn't mean that I don't have intelligent things to say, that I don't have good opinions to express, and that I don't deserve to have a place here just because I have a pair of big boobs.
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's, I
hate to tell you this, but I know guys with big boobs too in that game. So, yeah.
I
know.
Mean, that's
well,
fair.
Their yeah. moves and these people probably need yeah. to check their health before they die young.
It's that mindset that leads to quite a few groups that are all female gamer groups because they don't feel comfortable gaming with
right.
guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want to, I hate getting all political and identitarian, but look, it's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, truth is truth. And if you guys listen to the show,
well, and it's
you know, just, this ain't my jam, but I mean, truth is truth in this case.
Well, it's not just gaming either. I mean, like, let's look at something that is absolutely not gaming, the gym. There are co-ed gyms.
Yeah.
And there are women's gyms.
Yeah. Yep.
There
yeah.
aren't men's gyms. And as someone who used to go to a gym, I have a home gym now, but as someone who used to go to a couple of different gyms, I have seen why there are women gyms, yep. and I fully support that.
Yeah. I gotta say, out of all the years I've been gaming, if anyone has their place there for their boobs, it's Chad. Because Chads are the only boobs I've seen at the gaming table.
Yeah, we'll
that's,
see him again.
That's fair. Oh!
Like, I wish I could hold true to that, but actually I have seen a different pair of tits that were attached to a woman at a table. So, well, but we'll put that thought aside because that's kind of irrelevant.
I do not show my tits at the gaming table or here.
Yeah, there's a story here and I'm debating should I name the people. It's no one associated with the show, but it's like names people would know by a degree of association. Yeah,
don't say it.
Yeah, so I'm going to use discretion and not yeah. say it. But the point being, let me tell you a story here. I'm going to tell you a couple stories. Several years back, there was a show that was around, which is now defunct, called Action Nerds Go. And they call the show that because of the fact that this was done by a pair of guys who are very, very non-stereotypical nerds, where they're into nerd stuff. They love role-playing games and Star Wars, but they also love sports and...
How dare they?
And working on cars.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, all this stuff God. that
talking to girls and
yeah.
fantasy football.
It violates all your 1970s stereotypes.
Right. But, I bet they cry and hug each other, too.
But oh. So there's a Fear the Con that year, and this young lady reaches out to me and says, hey, I represent another podcast that's in the St. Louis area. We're in St. Louis, Missouri, for anyone who didn't know. So we're another podcast in the St. Louis area, and I'd love to talk to you about doing some crossover stuff with the show. And I said, okay, well, we're in the pre-con events for Fear the Con. We were going to be at a steakhouse. I said, if you want to come by, I'd be happy to talk to you. And sure enough, this attractive young lady comes out and starts talking to me. But, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back here. I don't believe I'm the most enlightened man alive because I'm not. I see some really terrible stuff.
You do.
I'm just going to be, really, I'm just going to really be brutally yeah. honest yeah. here. Okay.
Like he does. Bashing my beef stroganoff.
Oh, that was,
but
that was crossing the line there.
You it know, was. I, nonetheless, one, I am very, very faithful to the woman that I'm with. And two, I think with the correct head, okay? But I'm going to just spell the story out for how it went. This very attractive brunette in her 20s sits down and starts talking to me about the show that she's affiliated with and asking if we want to do crossover and all this stuff. And I'm sitting here listening to her, and I'm like, okay, you've got a good voice for the mics. You've got intelligent things to say. Clearly, you know the hobby. You're not faking this. You're not the quote-unquote fake gamer girl. And so partway through this conversation, I'm sitting there, and I just pause her because I'm like looking straight ahead. I'm not even looking at her. And I just said, how often are you on their show? And her response to me was, never. I'm basically just the tits. And in talking to her, it came out the reason they sent her to talk to me is because the average nerd can't think when they're looking at a pretty girl and just agree to whatever. But I'm a little bit more of a shark. So I'm just sitting here, not even looking at her, just evaluating her as a freaking podcaster. And I much love for these guys. I have no I know both of the guys are on this show. Great guys. But this is a poor choice on their part. I'm like, you are a great addition to a show. I said, if they won't use you, I will. Do you want to join my show? And she did. And that's Julia. And she since then had a kid and had some health problems. But now that we switched night to Wednesday nights, which is it better meshes with her schedule, she's actually working on getting back on the show and joining us again. But that's how we picked up Julia. Was there
I'm
was
looking forward to an episode where we get Julia and Laura on because that's you two have never met.
No, yeah,
never
well, and Julia has great things to say, and she has a good voice for the mics.
We could do our spinoff show.
But here's
Fake Gamer Guys, where gamer could. Girls judge the shit out of us.
I love this idea. I'm going to judge you so hard, oh Jeff. God,
that's my thing.
I won't kick shame.
but here's the point to the story. We've had attractive women on this show, all right? But look, it's a podcast. I'm going to shock some of you guys sitting at home who are listening over audio. You can't see us.
I mean, none of us are wearing pants.
I could be totally hideous for all you know.
Yeah, exactly. So could Julia. So could
I'll tell you a secret about Dan. He is 400 pounds.
I'm 400 pounds, and according to most people, I'm 400 pounds, and I have like a ZZ Top beard. Mm-hmm. And by the way, none of these things are true. I'm 6'1", thin, and I'm completely clean shaven. But for some reason, everyone thinks I'm fat and have a beard.
I loved years after you both shaved your heads and went down to short hair. People still talking about your long, glorious hair because
my hair was long.
You
and
shaved
glorious.
Your hair?
I didn't what? Shave my head.
Cut
but
it to look like that.
Used to have hair that went down to about the middle of the back.
And mine was gorgeous. No joke. What? I used to walk into work and the women there would, no joke, the women there would stop me and say, I want your hair tips. How do you get your hair? Because my hair was just silken.
I'll find you some pictures.
I am so flabbergasted.
I used to work in a grocery store.
Look at these eyelashes.
I also need hair tips, by the way, from both of you.
But I had this beautiful hair.
Unfortunately, Dan wasn't quite long enough, though.
Well,
I had this woman come
he was going to donate his hair to Locks of Love when he got it cut, and it was just slightly too short.
It was slightly too short. I had to appear in court, and they made me cut my hair. And that was the end of it. And I thought about growing it back, except I don't want to go through that emo phase.
Yeah, the
emo phase is awkward.
I'm 43 now. When I started the show, I was actually in my late 20s. That's how long we've been on the air. I'm 43 now, and I still have a full head of hair. God bless genetics. I could grow out. Man.
As soon as you said that, everybody looks at me.
I could
You have a magnificent beard, Chad.
It's too much now.
Lorenzo Lamas in his heyday had nothing on me. I was like Lorenzo Lamas on a Pantene commercial. I mean, it was just that beautiful. After
someone had a conversation with you about how to take care of your hair. It wasn't me, because you had split ends and you didn't condition.
I also
because
had...
And it was
from the anxiety. I trichotillomania. Right. I would pull my hair all the time.
And it wasn't your fault because people, women or men, do not teach male children how to take care of long hair.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like you teach a girl to.
A lot of my split ends came from having trichotillomania, which is, for anyone who doesn't know, it's an anxious habit where you constantly comb through and pull on your hair. I was constantly pulling out my hair. And that's why I had so many bad split ends. Mm-hmm. But I had beautiful, beautiful hair. And like I said, I need to regrow it, but I just can't go through that middle phase. But I don't remember where I was going with
this. It would be interesting to see before and after pictures of all three of us from when we started podcasting to now. I had no facial hair.
I absolutely should.
I had this beautiful corn silk hair. But I mean, my point here being, look, you folks at home, I love you. I love every one of you. You can't see us unless you come to Fear the Con or whatever. You don't even know what we look like.
Or you watch Big 20.
And
or you're on the Fear the Boot.
Yeah, I mean, friend us on Facebook or something.
It's easier to see us now than it used to
be. But the point being that I don't put anyone on this show because they're attractive.
Not me.
There are some people that have been on this show who were also attractive. But that is not how they ended up here. They ended up here because they had a good voice. They had knowledgeable opinions. They could actually talk over Chad and I dominating the conversation. You know, I did not add Julia to the show because she was a pretty girl. And I'm very sorry, Laura, that you had to go through this experience where people somehow doubted your, and I hate to sound like I'm virtue signaling
gamer
here.
Cred.
But I mean, look, yeah, truth is truth. If it happened, it happened. God damn it. I hate all that stuff. I hate virtue signaling and all these demographic stratifications and whatever. But if it happens, it happens. You know, I can't deny the realities that are out there. And it's unfortunate that you had to go through that because we did not add you to the show because you have boobs.
We added you to the show because we were desperate for extra hosts so we can take a night off.
Yeah. That is entirely fair.
Yeah, because you have...
I would accept that answer over the fact that I have boobs, to be real honest.
And it's funny, too.
And we didn't even invite you to the gaming group because you had boobs. We invited you to the gaming group because Beth said, hey, I know someone.
Right.
Yeah.
We were desperate for an extra person. I mean, we're really desperate.
So ancient history...
makes me sound like such like a crappy...
Thank you for...
You are a being present.
You're
a pity...
Wow.
You really were a pity player.
You're back to getting the bad pie, Chad.
You're a pity player.
At least Wayne likes me.
I don't even know where I'm going with this except to say that... If that is still your attitude today, for anyone listening, that somehow women or attractive women somehow don't fit into this space.
Remove yourself from the space.
Well, yeah. Or chill out. I mean,
grow up.
Yeah, grow up. Just chill out, rethink it, and it's okay. Times have changed. Things have changed. Yes, in the 1970s, 1980s. This was a wildly unattractive male-dominated hobby.
Honestly, and don't worry, I'm here.
Yes, and people like Chad and I survived that time. We unattractive males are still here.
And then we blossomed.
I've seen the demographic shift even just in the time that we've been podcasting. Because when you look at Fear the Con, the number of female attendees we had in the early days, it was a couple. And they were usually, you know, there with family members. They were gamers themselves. None of them were fake gamers that don't really exist. Yeah. But it was a small number. Versus every year, we get more and more female to male ratio gets closer and closer.
And there were female GMs?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Speaking of which, Jen, you should sign up for my game on Con Planner.
What's your game?
I'll put a link
in
the show notes.
I'm running the Myst Hollow.
I will link it in the show notes.
I can look it up. I'm going to be running a game.
Look it up, send it to me, and I will link to it in the show notes.
Or just go to Con Planner and look at all the games that are posted and post your own and sign up.
Yes,
you should sign up.
Fear the Con is still coming up June, 18th, 19th, and 20th?
I'm terrified that nobody's going
to
sign up.
Something to that effect, yeah.
They will.
So, June 18th, 19th, and 20th, I believe, is going to be Fear the Con plus the pre-con social mixer wing night.
There are three stages of running a convention, and it is mirrored in running a game at a convention.
Yep.
The three stages are, simply put, oh my God, no one's coming. Mm-hmm. Stage two is, oh my God, too many people are coming. And stage three, you're back to, oh my God, no one's coming. And then it turns out fine.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And so, do please get out to Con Planner. Sign up for the games you want to play.
There are a lot of games already posted. Yeah. I'd love to see more games posted.
Sign up for the games you want to run. I have not yet done it because people have asked me over the years to trickle out the games I'm going to run so the people that are in first are not the ones that always get my games.
Right.
And that's sticking to that. So I'm going to trickle out my games. Dan run games, including, in all probability, a Transformers Ghostbusters crossover game, are coming. So please do watch Con Planner. I will link it in the show notes. Sign up for what you want to run at Fear the Con. Sign up for what you want to play at Fear the Con. And I'm also strongly thinking, as much as I'm not a morning person, if you have someone who is new to the hobby, a couple cons back, I ran an intro to role-playing games in first slot. So anyone who is there for the con who had never played a role-playing game before could learn what a role-playing game was before they went into their other games, so they were less intimidated. I am probably going to do that again this year, which is a horror for me, because someone who's plagued by insomnia, getting up that early is not easy, but I love you people enough that I am probably, not guaranteeing, but I'm probably going to do it. So if you know someone who's coming, who's terrified of role-playing simply because they've never done it before, please let them know that there is a good chance I will be running a game where I will personally handhold them into this new and wondrous hobby, which is...
And you totally won't be the over-caffeinated grumpy old man.
I will be the under-caffeinated,
pretending, fake smiling old man.
Right. So, speaking of old man, Fear the Con 2 was my first Fear the Con, and my very first game in it was an intro to RPGs run by Chris Hussey.
Old man Hussey. Yes. Yes, he's mentioned in Lord of the Rings. He was a tree. Old man Hussey.
Ooh, I haven't met him.
Hopefully, he'll get his butt over to Fear the Con this year, and he'll get a chance to meet him.
Yeah, I'm hoping he will now that he's coming back to America, because he's been in Alaska, which is barely, we'll call it Bear America. It's because it's barely America. Bearica. I need a portmanteau here. It's barely America. He was up in Anchorage.
And then there's bears, and then it's too much. Look, I love Alaska.
I love Alaska.
Too much to bear.
I have nothing against Alaska, but if
bear paws, bear, oh, I messed it up. Bear puns should give you pause. Crapped all over it. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'll sit here and say.
Yeah, things are getting hairy with you talking.
Chris is a grizzled old man.
You should feel ashamed.
But now that he's moving to, I don't know if I'm supposed to say a city or not, so I'll say Michigan. I hope Chris is coming to Fear the Con. If not, I will slap him with obscene parts of my body.
Ew.
Yes. I'm going to pull DMX, and we're going to have to bleep this, but I'm going to slap him with my dick in a mic.
And stranger things have happened to him at the gaming table. So
yes, unfortunately, I will not be one-upping him here. I don't know that we're going to get to a topic today. This may just be a bonus episode, and that's all right. But I don't know what to say, except once again, I mean, y'all know I'm not into this kind of, you know...
You're an SJW cluck.
Yeah.
Admit it.
Cuck, not cluck.
Oh, is it?
A cluck is a crack smoker.
Oh.
No.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, a cluck is a crack smoker. Someone who smokes crack is a cluck.
Cluck, like a chicken cluck.
Yes, whereas, is a crack smoker.
Cluck, cluck.
A cuck is short for cuckold. It's short for cuckold, which is somebody who sexually enjoys watching their woman be by somebody else. It's more detailed than that. But SJW cuck, a cluck is a crack addict.
Gotcha. You are
the
pedantic.
Things that we learned. Yes, but you know,
I'm neither a cluck or cuck.
No,
I'm just
you're a pedant.
I'm a pedant, but not.
You're a good pedant because you're not like a grammar Nazi, right?
No.
Because you don't come down on people. I feel I learned something.
I mean, it's useless, but I do feel I learned something. Here is my law.
One of the hard parts of doing the show is we
girls.
No. We get together at dinner, right? We talk on our forums in a back room that's hidden all week, and we don't talk about the show. And then we get together on the day of and go out to dinner where we don't talk about the show because we should be doing those things, but we don't. But what happens is that we tell stories or we make, it could even be just clever turns of phrases, it could be jokes, it could be little stuff that we sprinkle through dinner. And then we repeat it on the show as if we have never said it before.
Yeah.
And then
we do it on another episode and another episode.
It can be painful sometimes, especially when it's a story. Like Dan tells a story and it's a great story and it has a good point and it really drives the point home. And it's the second time I've heard it. Third time I've lived through it.
Yeah.
Not the first time I've even told it.
You know what? You know what's really difficult? When you're a podcast whore and you're guest starring on all these different shows.
Yeah.
And you can't remember which show you told which story.
Yeah. I tell you, one of these days we're going to bring it all
together.
Maybe
be less of a podcast whore than Wayne. Jeez.
Wayne. We're just going
to bring a podcast on your way out to the parking lot.
Hey, I'm not a whore. I give it out for free.
We're just going to bring it.
I'm a podcast slut.
I like it.
We're going to bring it
There's
all
no
together.
Slut shaming here.
And we're going to have Gnarl in the Skies of Glass Seasons game. And it's just going to all come together in one great big black hole. And that's going to be the end of the show.
And then they'll talk about Zero to Published.
Yes, and then we're going to finally do Zero to Published. So we've not done that yet. But
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
It's been so long. I really don't either.
It's okay because the story will get told again, I'm sure.
That's the great thing about not paying attention a lot is that a lot of things that are old are new and fresh.
It's like having Alzheimer's.
It is.
Every day is fresh and new to you.
Right.
The same things are discovered over and over again. But yeah, so... I was telling a story before I so rudely interrupted. Now I don't remember what.
That is power. That is fucking power, man.
Dan shushed me at dinner. He did not just shush me. He snapped his fingers in my face, gave me like the look with the fingers at the eyes, and said, "No, I'm talking."
Because you were trying to correct me.
In this scary voice, because you were wrong.
When it came down, I was talking about beef and smoking tobacco. And look, you girls might be able to game, but you do not know cooking beef and smoking cigars and tobacco pipes.
Do you want me to raise the veil here for you and tell you what's really going on? This is actually a very subtle manipulation on Dan's part to get us to go to this restaurant, have the beef stroganoff, and then
and smoke cigars.
And smoke cigars, and then get you so spun up about the beef stroganoff that you make it for him to prove to him how good it is. So he gets double beef stroganoff. Look, Chad, he doesn't have to ask
Chad,
for it.
There was one thing wrong with that description.
Yeah.
You said it was very subtle.
I will tell you in no uncertain terms that most of the offensive things I do are manipulation. Because there's a reaction I'm trying to get out of someone. And in
which
the
is
case,
either outrage or food.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't care which. I won't repeat it because, unfortunately, it's work-related. But I said something today to our boss's boss just because I wanted him to dance for me. And so I said something to him that I shouldn't have said because I wanted to get the entertainment of his reaction. And in the same way, if I have to pretend to be profoundly sexist to get a beef stroganoff and cigar slash tobacco pipe trip out of Chad and Laura, then I will play the role of the biggest misogynist on the face of the earth.
That's a grenade you're willing to... Misogyny is the grenade you're willing to pull on.
Dude, if it's the situation's right, I'll do anything.
Good beef stroganoff.
I will go straight MSNBC, Nixon, Lakers, if that's what it takes to get the reaction I need.
Yeah, the problem is it doesn't work with me anymore.
Yeah.
So,
that's
like,
fair.
You guys were going out with John on Friday, and I see the message from Dan in text. Like, okay, I see what he's doing. I'm not going to reply.
Dude, you really did miss a good outing. Yeah. You missed a good outing. Holy crap. We did have a good time, and you were a dumbass because you missed out on it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was busy and antisocial, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's fair.
Well, that was your loss. But, yes.
So we go out on Friday. I won't tell you the whole story because it's just basically drinks, dinner, and lots of socializing. So
it's fun.
So we go to this place where we're going to meet at the place, right? And the place is closed. It isn't open yet. But there's a place next door. It's all fine.
Mm-hmm.
The hilarious thing is that this was Wayne's f***ing idea. It was Wayne's idea to go to this place that was closed. So it was closed and he didn't show up.
No, this was John's idea.
It was yours.
You guys brought it up, and I said, I want to go there. I never said I wanted to go with other people.
So wait. So Johnny G said, I want to do dinner. You said we should go here, and then didn't show up.
Yes, that sounds like what's happening.
Yeah, Wayne's pause and his searching for hedge. Some other way of phrasing this is a yes.
No, it's remembering the conversation. Mm-hmm. When this was originally brought up, it was brought up a few months ago. Mm. When it got brought up with scheduling, I never jumped in any way.
So I don't know what the answer is here. Johnny G says one thing. Wayne says a different thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what the truth
John
lies.
So John said, so I'm...
Don't forget the proof. Yeah. No, it's not a... It's better to just not know.
Yeah, I remember...
I think we should just...
I think it was
Wayne
you who mentioned something about a place having onigiri.
I don't like onigiri.
I don't know what that is.
No, but you know I do.
Yeah, I do know you do. Yeah.
It was either... I could have swore it was you that...
I mean,
said
I don't
you,
dislike it, but
that
it's
said
like
you
a
saw an article
rice.
About this place that was going to come in.
Right.
And
Takashima Records.
Yep. And I'm like, that sounds exciting. I can't wait for it to open.
Okay. So
that's the last I ever said about any of it.
So Takashima Records. It's in a very trendy part of town.
I feel like we were talking
which
about
I avoid,
this.
Which you avoid
because there's people.
So onigiri is the only reason why you'd go there.
Isn't that down on the loop?
No, it's in the Grove.
It's in the Grove.
Okay. Yeah. So Takashima Records is a record label. Like they record music. They produce records, and what I mean by that is the vinyl records, right?
Because you're a record store.
Because they're a record store. They produce the vinyl records. They're a record store, so they sell theirs and other people's records. They are a bar that is also a cocktail lounge that does small plates food.
Yeah. The only thing I knew about this place whatsoever.
And they have a DJ.
Was somebody at some point said amazing. They have Onigiri.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of the rest of that.
Would you go there knowing all this now? Because everything I just mentioned except the Onigiri.
I would order it to go.
Wayne, let me tell you a couple things. One,
Wayne, we can go together and you can pretend not to know me.
First of all,
it's fine. I'll find someone to talk to.
So I texted Johnny G and I said, did Wayne pick some part of the outing he didn't show up for? And John says, he found the record store / bar that wasn't open yet. So,
no,
yes.
Somebody else told me about Chad. I think you were the one that
I didn't know about
we can find it on the forums.
John.
Because I don't know anything about
John, who is paid, for his memory and knowledge of legalism, says you're wrong. So I'm.
I didn't find the place. One of you two told me about it.
Wayne, I also work in IT. I know we can fumble our way through it. Lawyers can't, especially John, who's an administrative attorney. Mm-hmm. He cannot do that. John says it was your idea. We went out to this place. It turns out the sushi / what is it called?
It's
Dan, think about
is
this.
Is it izakaya?
It's an izakaya, which is not necessarily, they have sushi, but it's not a sushi place. It is, it's like tapas, only it's Japanese. It's small.
So it's
place.
Something to that effect. I'm probably brutalizing the pronunciation.
No, it's izakaya.
It's izakaya. Okay.
Think about it back this way. Have I ever once suggested any social outing of any sort ever?
Yes.
Yes.
Name one.
Food Truck Friday at Lomar's Culture
Park. Ramen Tay for this coming AP.
But that's just eating dinner.
You
beforehand.
Pick our restaurants almost every recording. He's like, we have been here before. We have been here before. And we end up going to that.
That's different because we're already going to a restaurant. I'm saying out of nowhere, you pick the out.
You're like, oh, I don't know. I don't have a place. I'll just go along with whatever because I'm bashful and I'm Wayne. And I'm a ginger. No, you're like, let's go here.
No, that's a case of picking where we're going when we're already going somewhere. Have I ever once suggested that we go out and do something when we aren't already scheduled to do it?
So we were going out Friday.
It's rare. It's rare. Yes. Don't get me wrong.
So we were going out Friday. Rare. Wayne, let me tell you what happened that night.
I haven't known Wayne long enough.
We went to Chow Ban, which it turns out is the Thai place that is open. And apparently, to scare away the normies, they do not serve pad thai. They only serve the weirder stuff. Holy crap, was it good. We went from there to a gourmet ice cream place. Fountains. It was so good, I ordered the same thing twice.
So we're sitting there, and I'm like, I'm telling everybody they make their own ice cream. This is like high-end. They do adult ice cream.
I love the adult ice cream.
It's phenomenally delightful. Good. Dan orders the most vanilla missionary style sundae.
Oh, it was, dude. It was.
What?
It was. It was vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup,
It was vanilla ice cream because I like vanilla ice cream. I really do like, especially the Breyers vanilla bean.
Sure. Yeah. No vanilla.
Yeah. Ice cream. I'm a strong believer. Vanilla is not no flavor. It is a flavor.
It is a flavor.
But I had vanilla ice cream with hot fudge and hot caramel on it. Holy, it was so good. I ordered a second one.
So this place is a high-end. They do food, but the main thing is
it's
dessert.
It's a specialty ice cream place.
So good.
They make their own ice cream. They have all these specialty stuff. They have like nitro milk stout floats.
So good.
They have,
when you come in for Fear the Con.
The sodas are phosphate.
The sodas are
phosphate. Yeah. When you come in for Fear the Con, you should stop by the fountain.
And then we went from there
of ice cream.
To a place called, I don't remember what it's called, but it's a high-end whiskey bar.
Down the street, where
it's like page upon page upon page.
What is the whiskey bar
whiskeys.
In the Grove called?
And then,
it's not in the Grove. It's down the street from
It's like
Fountains.
It's like small servings or small tap or something like that.
Oh my God, what is it?
And we went.
It's going to drive me nuts.
We went there. And I got a high-end, I guess it was a bourbon. What is that thing you're always ordering? The Woodford bourbon? Reserve?
Yeah, I like Woodford Reserve. But
I don't know if that's a bourbon or a whiskey.
It is.
Okay. Yeah. But I got that in the form of an old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm. Chad and I are bourbon buddies.
Yes.
But
it's driving me crazy because I can't find the conversation that started all this. The only records I have of word
okay,
Onigiri.
Okay. Mm. So from... Yeah. By the way, I was actually wrong. He's not an administrative lawyer. He's actually an administrative judge. It was Wayne's night out at Sakura Records or whatever it's called.
Takashima.
With neither Wayne nor the record place.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Honorable John Grana says that you, sir, are full of doo-doo.
I wish I could find wherever the conversation was that started
that you, sir,
to see who you actually, sir, found this place.
Right here, you are the fake gaming girl, not Laura.
Yeah.
No, I would never suggest a social night. It just wouldn't happen.
Well, apparently you did, and I am inclined to believe, to listen and believe with Johnny G. The other place is called, because I noted the name.
Find
here,
it somewhere in writing.
Small Batch.
Small Batch. Yep.
Small Batch. It's a whiskey bar where, and by the way, there was a surprising glut for anyone who plays Pokemon Go of Magikarps, which used to be really common and now aren't anymore. There's a surprising glut of Magikarps that were getting hammered at this whiskey place. So this has been a great episode. Tons of gaming advice.
Right. So yes. Much gaming advice.
If you guys
advice,
have not learned something.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be shocked when girls, maybe even a girl you find pretty, show up at a game. And
no one's prettier than I am.
That's true.
No, I agree with that. So to close us out on a story that opened this up, at least at dinner, the
yes.
I have seen a female topless in the middle of a game, which is a different story.
Not me.
That's negative episode
territory.
I don't take
my clothes off.
But in the middle of a Halloween party, there was a whole lot of very loud, very belligerent people that, some of which were drunk, some of which were high, some of which were both. And
was that this party?
Yes.
I found it.
Oh, shit.
Chad.
Oh. Quiet.
No. Charlie, Chad posted a link to the article about the place, and I said, they have onigiri. That sounds good. That is the only mention I am in any of the conversation whatsoever. And I am not in the text conversation, and I never said we should get together.
I know,
together
you know,
social.
You were in the text conversation. I'm going to pull that up while you're...
No, he texted me. I never replied to the conversation.
But you were in it. It's like you
but
didn't
But I didn't
know.
Reply.
You didn't reply.
Argue you didn't like reply. An old
like
married couple.
Vince, Wayne. It's not as funny.
Yeah, Wayne... Wayne, I want you to Google.
I don't like being wrong.
How many of you... No, you're not wrong.
I dislike your reality.
You're not wrong.
Here is John suggesting, that looks fantastic, group dinner on a Friday night or something next month.
And there were several people
Chad,
called you out by
Chad
name.
Chad says, why not both?
And then people called you out by name.
I never said I was in on this.
Wayne.
I didn't suggest the idea,
Wayne, I wasn't
in on it.
Because we wanted you to
While I finished the episode like an adult, I want you to Google something. Argument from silence. Okay? It is a logical fallacy you're engaging in right now.
No.
Not saying anything is not information.
No, you said I planned this event and it was my event and I had nothing to do with the planning of it.
He planned it. He said it was your idea.
He said it was my idea and I did. It wasn't my idea.
Doesn't mean that you planned it. It just means that
I didn't plan it or
suggest
it.
You started the rock falling. Yeah. I mean...
Did John name the place first or did you?
Chad!
I said
Chad posted the link.
Maybe I did. I don't remember. This is
all right. Well, let me. And then John said, "Let's go to that place on a Friday or a Saturday."
You're three rounding errors in my mind. Let me get to the important part. So we were at this party. It's a Halloween party many years back, and in the middle of it, there's a place. I don't know if it's local St. Louis or not. I think it is. It's a questionable Italian restaurant called the Pasta House.
Yeah,
that's
and they have a.
It's very questionable.
Grouper sandwich.
Yes.
That is shockingly good.
At least they used to.
I don't know if they're even still around. But in the middle of this party where everyone's being belligerent as a Halloween party and drunk.
And high.
And some of them were high. Yeah. And Chad stands up on a table and
no
he's like,
"No one was paying attention to
I want grouper sandwich in my mouth." And no one would pay attention to
him. I know,
him.
Right?
And Chad
so
is an attention
Chad
whore.
Chad started undressing. He took
me. Maybe I was partially there already.
Yeah, but it got the shock response he wanted. His shirt comes off, and here's Chad, big and hairy, all Wookiee, rubbing his nipple, yelling at the top of his lungs.
I am not the hairiest person you know.
No, you're not, but Tex wasn't there.
No, and you are the hairiest person that I've seen when I'm trying to eat.
But you are
I'll
at least...
Take it.
You are arguably the loudest person I know because Tex is not louder than
that
you.
That is accurate.
Yeah, I am a loud talker.
And you're yelling quite loudly, I want grouper in my mouth.
I do.
While half naked rubbing your nipples.
I mean, is shirtless half naked?
Yes.
Okay, I was half naked.
Yes. And you got the attention you so desperately crave. And you also...
I had a plan. I enacted it. And I was successful.
And you got your grouper sandwich
you got
the following
your grouper
day
sandwich.
In my mouth.
So, for any of you that want grouper sandwich in your mouth, This episode has brought you critical advice.
That's right.
In my mouth.
Yes. Just take your shirt off.
If you need a Gruber sandwich in your mouth, get drunk, start taking off clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, I would love to say Chad's the only person I've seen topless at that situation. It's not. But
clothes are so restrictive.
They are.
They're ephemeral. Possessions are fleeting.
Chad is the only person I've seen topless at a gaming table, but I have seen pants get dropped at the gaming table a couple times.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm ITIL certified. That's what it's all about.
So thank you guys for tuning in. Have a great week and great grouper.
In your mouth.
And we will catch you next time.
See you guys.
Yeah.